Here's your Kennedy Malloy catch-up for anything you've missed. You don't want to miss the unbelievable deal of the year from Bosch. Grab a Bosch Heavy Duty Pro Core 18-volt two-piece brushless kit for $299 at selected retailers now. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, hello Australia and welcome to the big Wednesday edition, the State of Origin edition of Kennedy Malloy.
No hello, Jane sleeps. Kennedy. No more sleeps for anyone.
Hello, Dave. How are you guys? We all good?
We're all pumped for a very exciting night here.
Up and about, and on that note, we'll be speaking to Wendell Saylor and Ryan Girdler later on the show.
Excellent.
They'll be on together. We'll let them duke it out. Let us know what's going to go down.
Great anticipation.
Yeah.
Mm. We're also going to talk about Scott Morrison's met the Queen.
There you go.
And I've got to tell you, it's the first time I've really listened and thought, Scott Morrison, good for you.
Oh, jeez.
Okay.
His conversation with the Queen, I really liked, despite what everybody else is saying. I'm up for it. I'm going to play it for you, so I think you'll be interested. The Spice Girls, Mick, they're still continuing their tour.
I love the Spice Girls.
I'll also fill you in.
Sporty's my favourite.
Well, I'll let you know what Mel B's been up to after the show.
Oh, she's been putting it about again?
No, I don't know if exact putting it about
on
in that
band
way.
Members?
Well, you know, it's not what I expect a big tour like that to end up
How's
doing.
How's the herpes?
Clearing up, I'd say.
All right, that sounds very good indeed. Hey, we're going to have a look at the workplace. There's lots of shenanigans going on in the workplace at the moment.
Well,
people
have
been told
what
to wear, what to do,
what time
to get there.
You say women have spoiled fun in the workplace for everyone
with
all that hashtag stuff, so we'll go into that.
Why not? I wish for a simpler time, like Mad Men.
Well, you know what?
It just seemed to work.
So do I.
Good for you.
I really do wish for a Mad Men era, when you could drink during the day and smoke when your children came home from school.
I think you do. I think we've worked out a way to get it done.
Where have those days gone?
Hey, look, there's so much more to wait
for. And we've got to announce a winner to the trip to Townsville as well, which is great.
We'll take your calls.
And
we'll
Lee Sales.
Oh, Lee Sales, of course. Oh, sorry.
Oh, okay.
You're very rude, Mick.
What does she do again?
On ABC 7:30, a very accomplished presenter and reporter. She's
fantastic. I'm going to ask Lee about interviewing Albo since he's become opposition leader.
Oh, yeah.
A few other things, too, I've got up my sleeve to ask. How are you?
Well, there you go. I'm okay.
You're not your usual self, and I'm quite...
Well, I'm blaming you, I believe.
Now, I knew you were going to say this.
You bullied me into
getting a flu shot.
You did. You harassed me.
Now, some people get an adverse reaction to flu shots.
Do they, Jane? That's a little bit of information I could have used up front.
Yesterday. It's probably 0.0001 of the population.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, it's better to have an adverse reaction to a flu shot than getting the flu and dying. Yes, it is. But you're not well.
I feel like I've been electrocuted.
Do you?
You're shaky.
A little shaky.
It started yesterday with a temperature.
It's got to be the flu shot, though, isn't it? Because they put like a poison in you, isn't it? Is that what they do when they give you a flu shot?
That's the medical way they talk about it, yes. Let's just go to the Nobel Prize winning
Did you have yours?
I haven't.
Why not?
No. Well, I felt like Mick felt last year when I got my flu shot.
Well, what a bunch of babies. I'm not saying you're a baby.
Lucky I'm such a trooper.
You are a trooper, mate. You wouldn't have done it for anyone else but me, would you?
This would have levelled anyone else.
Yeah, it would.
But I've just picked myself up, dusted myself
off. You have cancelled everything.
No one's heard a complaint.
That's true. You've been really quiet about
it. You've been really low-key, except for being on national radio now talking about it. But otherwise...
Okay. I've cancelled everything.
I've cancelled everything
except this.
You have. And that must mean how much you love me and Dave.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's one way of looking at it.
Oh. Well, we're very
paying the bills is the other.
We're appreciative that you're here. So are all your listeners. Yeah, and your
fans. I'm happy that you've made it because I.
Well,
I'm
happy.
Did I see a picture, an Instagram picture of you out with the girls? Or something?
Yes, you did.
Jeez.
I was having a early birthday lunch, and they're all still there, and it was really good
60th.
Fun.
Is it your 60th?
No,
it's your birthday. Even sick, I've still got it. Oh, there's the look, Dave. Hi!
What's going on?
I apologise.
I had to get out of my chair there because I wanted to smack him.
Chair.
It's my 45th birthday. And
45?
Okay,
hang on.
Split the difference.
So what year were you born then?
43.
Okay, so 43.
I was born in 1974.
1974, year off the...
Year off Cats in the Cradle was probably released that year. I think you'll find Harry Chapin.
Come on. So you're out with the girls. What'd you do? Where'd you go?
It was literally a catch-up lunch around the corner from the office.
Any survivors?
I'll
be carting them out in body bags about now.
Well, I'm actually, we were going to go out for dinner, but we had to cancel that because you're sick. Mm. So now I can probably go and see the girls. They'll still be there after I finish work.
Fun.
So they should be in a good state.
Well, thanks for swinging by. We really appreciate it.
Well, I think you should. I'm being very magnanimous. Do you know what they gave? You know what one of my gifts was?
What are you drinking?
I haven't had a sip.
What's in that glass?
Oh, it's new. This is a preview. Hang on.
Oh.
Mm. It's rosé in a can.
Of course it is.
This is a preview of a very special. In fact, I can't even tell you where it's from. It's top secret.
Well, it's not been released.
Let's just say, I'm going to say France.
No. An Australian man, a very, very big company in Australia. One of the biggest companies that produces beer. Could be connected to CUB.
Interesting. Rosé in a can.
Rosé de France in a can. And let me just say, giving it the thumbs up.
Oh. All right. That sounds pretty good. Hey,
I think let's get this show on the road. If you don't feel up to it, Mickey, just keep letting me know.
We'll be right. Thank you very much. When we come back, we want to talk the what? Scott Morrison and the Queen.
Oh, it's great.
Have met.
Wait till you hear. Wow. It's really sweet.
All coming your way. Thanks to Bosch. By the way, Heavy Duty Pro Core 18-volt two-piece brushless kit for an unbelievable $299.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
The royal family have had the big visit. They're still getting over the Trumps.
Good Lord.
Mm. And do you know that the Queen has a signal with her handbag that we have
found
out?
This is fantastic.
From very close sources, and they've a cat's out of the bag. I love this. And the more that
So it's a secret signal to say.
Secret signal.
Mayday, mayday.
One is GMTFOH.
God, I have no idea
Get
what
me
you're
the,
talking about.
Yeah.
Get me the F out of here.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So that is when she puts her handbag on the floor,
okay,
if she's in an official function or a dinner. And
she wants to go.
She wants to go. She's done. She doesn't want to spend any more time with whoever that head of state is, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And someone goes, I'm sorry, Your Majesty, you must rush. Prince Philip has been rude to another native person in the Commonwealth.
Right. Yes.
But if she's having an okay time, she puts her handbag on the table. And I think that's a very good lesson for all women around the country.
You
around
have
the world.
Signals with your handbags. The ones that are over $10,000. Those expensive ones. You do too. If I see you, for example, I don't know, dancing around your handbag.
Well, you know, that's fun.
I think it's
don't
time
disturb.
To go.
No.
You don't want to go.
No, I don't want to go.
But it's time to go.
No,
that's your signal.
You want to spoil my fun with my girlfriends. Yeah. But that means I'm having a good time. But I love secret signals like that. I have another secret signal, but I'm not going to give away. That has been around for about 30 years. Tom Gleisner first invented it. And it is a secret signal.
So the tugging,
don't give it away, you know it. And that is when you go, please save me from this situation. I'm very glad to hear that the Queen has one herself.
I generally send up a flare.
Do you?
You're very obvious. You just go, I'm done, I'm bored with the conversation, see ya.
That's what I do. I'll say that I'm done here.
Yeah, well, I have manners and you don't. So this is Scott Morrison. I didn't even realise, did you know Scott Morrison's gone to see the Queen? I didn't realise he's left the country and he's meeting with the Queen. Last thing I knew, she's meeting Donald Trump and his kooky family.
Right.
She's just met Scott Morrison.
What's he doing over there?
I don't know. Mm. I really don't know. But they met, and I just want to say this. I've been a bit critical of Scott Morrison and his I'm just your everyday dad and now I'm PM and all that. I'm a bit cynical about the whole world of politics, not just him. But I like this conversation he has with the Queen, and I think it's really lovely and touching, and I think she's truly interested. Let's have a listen to when Scott Morrison meets the Queen earlier today.
Prime Minister of Australia and Mrs. Morrison, Your Majesty.
Very nice to see you.
Thank you.
You've just arrived, haven't you, literally?
We have, from Solomon Islands.
Really?
On the way.
Oh.
It's not quite on the way.
No,
but,
not quite on the way.
It was an important visit to meet the new Prime Minister.
Oh, was it? Oh,
yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
a successful trip and... And they asked me to pass on their regards to you.
Oh, that's very kind of them.
You're kidding me.
I think no, because...
No, hang on.
That's the most vocal I've heard her
listen
for
me.
So long.
That's like an awkward Tinder date. That
no.
is like, that is terrible.
It's small talk, isn't it?
That is rubbish.
It is small talk, but
hello, how are you? I came by the Solomon Islands. What? couldn't come by Christmas Island.
Yeah, that's true.
Manus Island.
Well, I wasn't going to get political about it, but I think good. I like the way he did it. Now, he did bring a present for her.
Oh,
okay.
And I always find this fascinating when you bring leaders of the world presents. You know, it's so, Canada, you get the sort of, the hat.
Something from Sexy Land.
Well, that would be inappropriate for Her Majesty.
I'm not sure.
She's 93.
It's very inappropriate for Her Majesty.
She'll be right.
I really like the present.
I'll get a handbag on the table.
Hang on. I don't want to speak like this of our Queen. I do like her now. I'm not a royalist, I like the Queen now, even though she had a very hard upbringing.
Sorry, is this the royal show off? Dave goes, I really like her.
I do. I think she's a magnificent woman.
Not magnificent.
No, she is.
Let's not go overboard.
She's dedicated her entire life to that
job. Well, she's had no choice.
But she's still done it.
What else does she do? Oh,
she does a lot of things.
She is the head of a church. Jeez. Weird. Okay. Anyway, so she's got this present. I think it's incredible, and I think it's a very good
Henry
present.
Henry V for me. But is that right? Go on.
Henry V.
Was he with all the wives?
Favourite royal?
Of course.
No, Henry VIII.
Oh, okay.
What did Henry V ever do?
He slaughtered the French.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I don't like that, do I?
Took all the,
sorry,
all the giant
back to the Queen.
Yep.
Scott Morrison gave her a book. It was wrapped by Jenny, his wife, like really daggy wrapping, like a little bag. You know, you get the little note tag?
Sure.
And it is the biography of Winx the Horse by Andrew Rule.
Oh, no kidding.
Who's a journalist in Australia.
Well, that's actually not a bad present
I think
for the
that's
Queen
clever.
Because she loves Winx.
I know.
Oh, she went to personally
she went to
meet
see Winx.
Winx.
And we Winx, know she loves her horses and her
Winx
racing.
Looks a lot like Camilla. So it's...
I think better looking. So I'm just fascinated to know how it all happened. Mm. We're trying to get on to Andrew anyway to talk to him about it. But I think Scott Morrison had a whole bunch of signed books by Andrew. Oh. And maybe he's re-gifted.
Can't re-gift for the Queen, can you?
Maybe you can. We should get to the bottom of that. Anyway, I just thought I'd play that because I like that. Seemed to me a very genuine... banter. If you're going to have bad banter. So, I know, Mick, you're
that's
just...
bad banter.
Nothing's going to make you happy today because you're not feeling well, but Alan may sympathise with you. Hello, Alan.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Alan, Mick has had a flu shot because I was encouraging him and all the country, really, to ward off the flu. It's very dangerous. You can die from it. And what do you say?
Yeah, I'd rather die from it than have another flu shot.
For God's sake.
What happened to you?
They're awful. Shame on you. Shame on you for making him get a flu.
No, I won't be shamed.
Give Alan a prize.
I'll put you in the draw for the Townsville trip. So there you go. Kennedy
I'm sorry. Morgan. I'm sorry for caring about the entire nation.
A copy of Winx. Now, what happened to you? You had a bad reaction, did you, Alan?
I've had probably four or five, and every time you get as sick as a dog.
Yeah.
They say, you have to be 100% healthy to have it. Well, that's never going to happen anyway.
Oh,
well,
Mick lies getting, about his
now
health
we're
to me.
The
starting to unravel.
I think we found the real problem. Yeah. Thanks,
just don't
Alan.
I like being jabbed. No, you know, they should sneak up on you.
Being jabbed? Wasn't sneaking up on you. It was you completely knew what was
like
happening.
Like a trank dart or something or other from 100 metres.
It was.
Got him.
A drive home that's a little unpredictable. This is Kennedy Malloy.
ScoMo's in the UK and he's with the Queen and he's given her a gift and I love finding out what our Prime Ministers give.
It's not a bad gift. I'll give him that.
I agree. It's the first time I've gone, you know what, that is quite a thoughtful...
Well, she loves Winx, so she went and met Winx.
And this is the biography of Winx, the story of Winx, written by fabulous journalist Andrew Rule. And I was wondering how it came to be that Scott Morrison had a signed copy. How does it all come to fruition? We've got Andrew on the line now. Hey, Andrew, how are you doing, Rullo?
I'm going right. I'm right up in the high country, so let's hope the phone hangs together for us, Jane.
Hey, was this a surprise to you that ScoMo gave a signed copy of the book to the Queen? It was.
I knew after several thousand other Australians. I come out of the bathroom this morning and Mrs. Rule said, look at this. And then next thing, the bloody phone starts going off and texts and all sorts of stuff. I had no idea.
Well... Now, how do you feel about the idea that he's re-gifted a present that you gave him?
How did ScoMo get it?
Now, listen. He's cunning. He's cunning, but I don't think he did that.
He's a cheap bastard.
No.
Has he
re-gifted Andrew?
Well, yeah, I don't know if re-gifted, but I suspect that the Australian blood horse breeders people, that's a fine group called Ozhorse, run by a fellow that I know very well, Tom Riley. Mm-hmm. I think they got a number of signed books last spring that we all assiduously signed. That is Hugh Bowman, me, that Chris Waller, the trainer, and some of the owners. And gave them to ScoMo's office and said, these could be good for you.
Could that be perceived as a political favour or a gift? Are you trying
to... I wonder.
Well.
Yeah, it could be Watergate.
This could bring ScoMo down.
Wouldn't you have loved, though, to have said to Her Majesty, happy racing?
Well, I don't know. Well, I don't know what ScoMo wrote in it, but
whether he's done a double.
All I can tell you, I suspect it's one of those that has been signed by all concerned. I hope, except Winks, who's not very literate.
If I know ScoMo, it's probably the copy he's had by the toot for the last 6 months.
Oh,
he's last minute. He's gone, oh, no, she's. I better grab something. So he's bagged it up.
Hey, Rullo, I think that of all the gifts, of all the stupid gifts that the Queen gets over her years, I think it's one of the more ripping and one she will sit up in bed and read at night, I'm
she'll
sure.
She'll read it. And you know what? The Queen actually loves racing and she loves horses. And she will read this. And if we gave her, a vase made from mellee roots, it'd just go in the back room with all the other 8,000 pieces of junk.
Exactly. She's probably got a stack of Dreiser bones already in her cupboard.
All right, Andrew, mate, looking forward to my copy, which must have got lost in the mail.
And mine too.
It'll be well received.
You're getting the updated version at the end of the year.
Hello.
Good to hear.
Can't wait.
Hey, thanks, Andrew. Everybody, you can also go and buy that book. It's a great read, Winks, anyway, if you want to still get it in Australia.
Well done, Andrew. Great
now
stuff.
Read by Her
Very
Majesty
Australian
the Queen.
Present by all. John's on the line. John.
Hey, John.
Yeah, I just wanted to know whether she'd actually read the book or whether she'd re-gifted it.
Interesting.
No, I honestly think, John, of all the gifts she gets, she would read this because she loves it. She owns horses, so I think she'll get into this one.
But what would she do? That's a good point, because everyone who goes to see the Queen takes a present.
They do.
She's got some room somewhere. She's got some
junk
room.
I think there's a protocol involved. Yeah. I think they
she would
somewhere.
Be re-gifting, surely. Oh,
you'd have to.
Yeah, yeah.
I wouldn't mind a gift re-gifted from the Queen.
How many hat maids out of beaks can you get from the South Pacific before you start going, can we palm a couple
Correct.
Of these off?
Or lays from Hawaii. Yeah. God.
Yeah, all the school visits you do as well. The kids would be making something.
It'd be like a gift shop. You'd just be able to open it up. Everyone go and take. Everyone who visits, go and take something out of the gift shop.
Yeah, the Royal Gift Shop.
And off you go.
Well done, ScoMo. That's a good idea.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Have you go to the Kennedy Malloy webpage, kennedymalloy.com.
What can you find there?
You go to the win tab. Mm. You can put yourself in the draw to win a trip to Townsville.
Too hard.
It's so easy.
It's not. I've got to enter a draw and then put in a code.
No, you don't.
Why don't you just ring up and we give someone a trip to Townsville?
There is
no
code.
You're the reason that people in this office...
I reckon
really
this is
annoyed with
a
you.
Really easy way to win an amazing
so
trip.
Oh,
NorthQueensland.com.au is just
maybe
an amazing...
you just make it sound...
How do you book, for example, how do you book an airline ticket?
You'd go to WhatsApp.
Do you actually do it on? Have you ever booked a ticket online yourself? Have you done anything yourself online? No. I'm just asking out of curiosity.
Looked up some porn.
Okay, you can do that. Well, you can do
this. You ring people. Do you ring Qantas and say, I'd like to book an airline ticket?
No, I don't. You know what I do?
What?
Like, again, old school.
What?
I turn up and I go to the counter.
To get, but you have to have had a ticket. You booked a ticket beforehand.
You can't get a flight.
How do you get that?
Oh, my God.
This is what, can I wanted to spend 2 days with you.
You're
can
a reality TV show is what you,
you are.
We need to follow
you
around.
I'm going to spend 2 days with you. I'm going to get you a Mac Pro. I'm
going
to sit down. Yes, he will. And I'm going to show you how to Skype. I'm going to show you how to do meetings and conduct your life. No, conduct
your... head of the table stroking a white cat.
Mm.
But you don't have to leave your house. I can help you.
Anyway,
I don't like online. Online is... Okay, here's what happens online. You ring up, no one ever does anything. You can't get anyone. You've got to tap in stuff and then you've got to remember a code.
You've got to remember a code.
Hashtag...
What code?
Mick is feeling a little under the weather today. He's blaming me, everyone, because I encouraged him to have a flu shot, which I think is a
withheld crucial information, i.e. it can fly
up
in your face. Mm.
I didn't say there's side effects. Chris, we got Chris on the line.
Yep, how you doing?
Nothing can go wrong, can it?
No, the flu shot is completely benign.
What does that mean?
So you get injected with the proteins from different strains of the known flu viruses for that season, and your body can then reject the actual virus that needs those proteins to hang on to. So.
Oh, well done, Professor.
Oh, he might be. Chris might be the head of immunisation at Australia University in Canberra.
He might be a giant knob with too much spare time in his hands.
I beg your pardon. Do not insult our callers.
Sorry, Chris. I apologise. Chris, so I'm a bit off.
If you do feel under the weather afterwards, it's just a coincidence, or you're just a whinger, or you've, or you've got the man flu, and the man flu has no no flu shot.
Oh, Chris, that's
you know
great.
What? I am
that's so
going
funny.
To wish great ill comes your way.
Chris, so do you work in the medical profession?
I don't, but I know people that do.
Yeah, okay. Just a general smarter. Yeah, Chris.
But it's kind of true, Mick.
Yeah.
See, it can't be. The side effects from flu shot aren't as bad as having the flu, because people die. It's really serious.
No.
People die. And
well,
you,
have a good rinse. Maybe helps clean out.
You have a propensity to possibly one of these victims.
Yeah. We'll put Chris in the draw for that Townsville
trip. Thank you, Chris. Hey, Vicky's on the line.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, let's
have... Hey, Chris.
Vicky, what do you
want
to say?
I want to go back to Chris. Chris, you still there?
Yeah, yeah.
Chain has to get a yellow fever shots tomorrow.
I am getting yellow fever shots.
What happens? What's the worst thing that could happen if you get yellow fever?
You'll probably die. I don't know.
Yeah, now you're not an expert.
Can she have an adverse reaction to?
But I'll be fine.
Fever?
If I have an adverse reaction, I'll be fine. Yeah.
Well, she's a woman. She's more resilient.
Thank you, Chris. Bang, boom, whooshka, done,
Chris.
New age Chris. Oh, you don't like new age men, do you?
No, not particularly, to be honest.
Let's go to Vicky.
Hello.
Vicky, tell us about the flu situation with you.
Okay, I'm actually an immunisation nurse.
Oh.
Hello.
Qualified as.
Yeah.
As your previous caller said, you can't get the flu from the flu vax.
I didn't say I had the flu.
No,
I'm saying
feels
I'm not
bad.
Feeling well.
No, but you can't even get... unwell.
Don't tell me what my body can and can't do.
Vicky, I don't believe that's true. I believe people can feel a bit wobbly after having a vaccine.
You can get unwell to some degree, but you're not going to get proper flu symptoms.
No, he doesn't think he's got the flu. He feels like he's got an electric shock through his body.
To be honest and fair, Vicky, you're just a nurse, not a doctor.
You are horrible. Vicky.
Ouch, Vicky.
Fighting words with the man with the man flu.
Vicky on the list.
How dare you, Vicky?
Vicky, you're going on the Townsville list.
You never know, Mike, when that trip to Townsville, North Queensland. Good luck, Vicky.
You'll have to get your shots before you go to Townsville.
Can I add one more thing?
Yes.
Yeah, look, if you do get the flu shot, it actually takes 2 weeks for your body to build up the immunity to have you able to resist the flu and get the right antibodies.
So it's doing its work right now.
So I'm still flying without a net.
You are.
Even though I've had the flu shot, I'm still vulnerable to the flu. Yeah.
Well, you should have had it earlier, like I suggested.
Yeah, it does take time. Your body doesn't do it overnight. Well, it takes time to build up that immunity in the antibody.
Well, didn't see that in the advertising literature.
Thank you, Nurse Vicky.
Yeah.
Right. Let's just hear from Trev. Hello, Trev. How are you going?
I'm well. Mick, I think you are a national hero for getting the flu shot.
Thank you, Trevor. Well done, Trevor.
Are you serious?
You're a good man.
Yes.
Give Trevor a prize. All right.
He's on the, you're on the list for the
Have you had a flu shot, Trev?
Fantastic. I have a three-month-old baby. Who can't be vaccinated. So, you know, heroes like you that go and get it done and slog it out through the symptoms.
Thank you.
We are very grateful for all those people who can't be vaccinated.
Thank you, Trevor. There should be a march for me one day a year.
I had a flu shot and I didn't
We're
tell
not
anyone.
Better. We're not
I just
better.
Quietly went about it on a Sunday morning. I didn't bang on about it. You're a national hero and I'm chopped liver.
Yeah, that's the way it works.
Well, I didn't want to say that, but...
Oh, that's right, Trevor.
Some of us...
I can read you like a book.
Right. Yeah.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy.
Kennedy Molloy. Great Lee Sales from ABC 7:30, not too far away too, and also Wendell Saylor and Ryan Girdler from Brisbane, ready for State of Origin 1
Excellent.
Tonight.
Game day.
Excellent.
Yeah. Everyone.
Game face on everyone.
Around Australia. We'll be camped in front of the telly.
Do you know,
battle lines
the
drawn.
Best.
It's good to go. Oh. Two tribes go to war.
I felt for Georgie Gardner this morning.
She's still on, is she?
Oh.
Because they were talking about, of course, State of Origin, and Channel 9 made her wear a maroon and a blue scarf. And she's clearly New South Wales.
You've got to stick with your colours.
Why did they do that?
You have to punch yourself in the face
That's
or something.
That's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
Just so you can appeal to the Queensland people. Come on.
You
we all get it.
Yeah, exactly.
Where you born.
I'm going to probably watch that, so I'll watch The State of Origin,
of course,
and then I'll try and squeeze in another episode of Game of Thrones.
No, don't say
yeah,
it.
Yeah, so last night.
Oh, my God.
Wow. So I've kicked off season two.
Yes.
I'm up to. That's,
you, Dave, because you've Dave, never seen, you don't know how excruciating this is.
Have anyone seen season two?
Yes, we all have.
I haven't.
Everyone in the world has.
I want to hear about it.
If anyone's seen season two, don't keep it quiet.
Okay.
No, don't tell me what's going on. So last night I watched episode one, and oh, wow, it's all happening.
What?
Well, everyone's making claims. Everyone's making claims to the Iron Throne now. Do you know what the Iron Throne
really?
Is? Do you know what the Iron Throne
yeah,
is?
Yeah, I do. Okay. I mean, I've seen every D-grade celebrity sit in one.
Have you got the South?
For publicity for Fox.
That's true.
So they've got, you wear this, they've got seven kingdoms, and you want to, what you'd want to try and do is rule seven kingdoms.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so you sit in the Iron Throne. Anyway, so Stannis has thrown his hat in the ring.
Oh, Stannis, dear, yeah.
Jamie's been caught by the Starks. Wow, that's unbelievable.
He was the one that was rooting his sister.
Hey, and there's some hot red chicks turned up.
Right.
The chick in a red dress.
Yeah.
She's... Whoa, baby. Hey, bring that on.
What's her name?
Hey, Mickey, I hope she's in tonight's
episode.
She's
the lady in red. Don't worry. She might hang around till the end.
Crikey,
lady in red.
Just saying.
He's hoping.
She's freaky. She's now married to Guy Pearce, by the way.
Oh.
In real life. She's a baby to Guy Pearce.
It's a Chris de Burgh song from memory.
Anyway, sorry, we're distracting you from your first episode.
If you see me out and around today, tonight, and you've seen episode two of series two,
no one's going to talk to you.
I don't want
to. No one will talk to you if you say that.
Hmm.
I'll tell you what someone might. Do you know that there is a student who's paying off her university fees in Wales?
Right, how?
She's selling sneeze fetish videos.
Okay, now you're always coming to the table with these with this weird stuff from the internet. What do you do? Just sit there all night?
Yes, like, I do. That's all I do all night. I sit up all night looking up fetishes. That's me in a nutshell.
But because you brought it to the table, it was like people who just eat. They just eat stuff.
It's autonomous sensory meridian response, ASMR, and it's the calming, pleasurable feeling that you have accompanied by a ting sensation when you see somebody eating or hearing
it. There's videos everywhere on the internet about
so
that.
So people might be chewing on, let's just say, in front of me was a packet of Thins original chips.
Yeah.
And you were crunchy on it. People get a sensory buzz or almost an orgasmic experience.
All right.
I beg your pardon.
Now, I'm over that I want to hear about these.
Sorry, that was a very sensitive explanation. How dare you?
I want to hear about the sniffing. So what's happening with the sniffing stuff?
It's not sniffing.
It's sneezing.
Oh, my God. You're revolting.
So what happens?
There's sniffing and
happens.
Then there's... Sniffing is down the bottom end of the pool,
mate. They're in the same family.
Oh.
Sneezing.
Sniffing is not at the same end.
Well,
this girl sneezes on camera and people get off on it. Oh, why is that? Was that? Well, isn't it that what it is?
Yeah, it is.
She's 18. Oh, my God.
What
18-year-old daughter did
this? Sniffer?
Why are we bringing up the chair sniffer?
Because you said there's a
I said sneezer.
Yeah, I know, but sniffing's...
Sniffing, sniffing is a whole different
Buswell,
thing.
What was his name? He was a politician.
He was an English. Oh no, he was Australian.
He was Australian.
That's right.
Dirty rotten chair sniffer.
Wow.
He'd go in and sniff your chair after a good session of Parliament.
That was a very disappointing period in Australian parliamentary history.
Not the most disappointing.
No.
Now,
pretty much up
what's
there.
Happening with the sneezing?
She is complete,
so people are getting off watching her sneeze.
Okay, so she's at Leeds Art School, and to get extra money, she charges a minimum of £20 for a video, and the price increases with specific requests. Now, I have noticed she's in a rubber
$5 for a Gesundheit. That's what they do, $5 extra.
Is that a happy ending? Is that the same thing? Hang on, this is ridiculous. She told Mail Online she can sneeze up to 11 times in 5 minutes.
Hello.
Jeez.
That's like
what is wrong with
multiple
people?
Sneezing?
Absolutely.
Sorry, I don't mean to cast aspersions against people who
you
get
can't fake
on
a
it.
Sneeze.
No, you can't. But I know people who sneeze involuntarily. Mm. You could do it in a long time in a row.
Yeah.
They have allergies or something like that.
It's called hay fever.
No, it's not hay fever. It's a different thing altogether, Dr. Malloy. She's
all right.
Anyway, look up sneeze fetish. Not anything to do with sniffing, by the way. That won't be pleasant. She's selling the videos. She once accepted a £100 voucher from a clothing store instead of cash.
Jeez.
Seriously?
Do you know what she needs?
What?
A hanky. get her a hanky. Hey, Scott's on the line. Scott, what's up with you, Scott? What do you want to say? What are you calling for?
was just hoping you would stop giving away the secrets of season one Game of Thrones. My wife and I are a little late to the party and have
Oh, you've just started.
Scott, sorry, I'm an idiot. Is wrong with you?
Sorry, you don't have to do.
I'm sorry, that's your fault.
You know
don't
what I'll do from now on. I'll do spoiler alerts before I go into
Scott, go and listen to Kate, Tim, and Marty because he's going to be doing it for about 4 years. He's getting through the whole season.
Good work, Scotty. Hey, mate, it gets really good towards the end of the first season. Let's see what King Joffrey gets up to. Oh, no,
okay, you said enough.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Wendell Saylor and Ryan Girdler have a lot of shared history. They're both Origin legends.
Heads for the line. Saylor's over. Girdler goes all the way. Well, that is unbelievable.
And both are part of the good old days of rugby league.
But we used to have, like, 12-day Origin camp, so the first 3 or 4 days would be just getting on the piss.
Plus, they've shared a hotel room together many times.
He was my room service boy. If I wanted room service, he would get it for me while I go and have a tub.
But Wendell getting nude and ordering room service backfired on him one time, as Ryan told us.
The knock on the door came, and I opened it, and it was a guy that I certainly think was attracted to men more than women. Knowing that Wendell was about to burst out of the bathroom, I kept him around, started talking about the Premier League, and to his delight, the big man jumped out of the bathroom and he was caught red-handed.
Ahead of a massive Origin 1, please welcome back Wendell Saylor and Ryan Girdler.
Hello, boys. How are you? Thanks for joining us. Here we go. Two tribes go to war. This is as big as it gets in the world of rugby league. A lot of big names are no longer with us. Blues coming off a series win. How goes it this time out, guys? How do you see it?
Yeah, look, I think, hello to you guys. I think, look, New South Wales have picked a pretty good squad once again. They've got 5 debutants. Queensland have got 3. There's been a lot of twists and turns with injuries and stuff. Daly Cherry Evans is sweet, but still, I think what absolutely smacks me in the face is a coach whisperer. You don't need a coach whisperer for this time of the year, do you?
Guys, you spoke about the fact that it's back in Queensland for the first time. They had game one up here after last year. They only got game 3 up here after the first game was played down there with you guys.
That's right.
Unfortunately, the scheduling hasn't been done that well. They've put it on the same night as the Gymkhana, so they can't actually sell out the game.
Ouch.
And we're still waiting to see whether or not they can fill the seats, believe it or not.
Now, Wendell, here's the trouble for me. I'm looking at that lineup, the Queensland team, and there's some names there that have been absolute staples for the last 10 years, and they're just not there anymore. They're big names. They're hard to replace. Are these going to be gaping holes in the Queensland landscape?
Yeah, look, they certainly will be for a long time. You know, you can't just replace guys like Inglis and Thurston and that overnight. But what I'm excited about now is we've seen a bit of Kalen Ponga last year. I think he was wonderful down there in Melbourne. And this year, you know, there's a couple of young lads who are going to go right, Joe Offengawi, young David Fifita. They'll certainly do a good job. So I'm looking forward to seeing those guys. But you can't replace that experience. And New South Wales, they're so cocky after winning one series.
They've had one in a row for the Cockroaches. Hank, I'm going to put this to you. I've heard this rumour. Now, you might just tell me I'm an idiot. But someone told me Cam Smith was seen training with the Queensland team this week. True or false?
Yeah, I think he was in camp, but as a coach. So on their coaching staff, they've had obviously Billy Slater, Jonathan Thurston, and they've implemented Cam Smith, which you've got to because we got Ben Hunt, who isn't a regular number 9.
They've done some strange things this time, guys. I mean, they've named 21 players, and they haven't named the player who will wear the 21 jersey, TBA.
Oh, really?
So they did this in 2001. They brought Alfie Langer back from England, and we found out about an hour before the game.
That's
so
dodgy.
Anything could happen tonight, and let me tell you, if they bring back Cameron Smith, it'll be a real concern for the Blues.
Can I make an observation of both teams at the moment, because there's been lots of changes? Are we missing a bad boy? Are we missing the aggression? Someone is really going to ruffle people up.
Yeah.
It's a good point. Yeah, Paul Gallen sort of had that mantle there for a long time. You've got Dylan Napa, but obviously up here on home soil, he'll be a crowd favourite. For the New South Wales side, you know what? We're just good people.
I don't want to encourage aggression, guys, but, you know, I'm just saying, where's the, you know...
We want to see fireworks.
Well, look, David Clemmer, these games are always one in the first 20 minutes through the middle of the field.
Really? So, okay.
Yeah, it'll be combative. There's a lot of young guys out to prove themselves, yep. And you've got some
a lot of debutants like, happening, yeah?
There are, especially up front. So these guys are trying to put their stamp on the game early. So regardless of who plays, there's always going to be that confrontation in the early stages.
Yeah, and I think for me, there's a young bloke for New South Wales who concerns me. His name is Payne Huss. He's only played 10 games of NRL.
Got him.
He's just finished Ramadan. That is so hard to do. Mm. And he's an absolute weapon. He's like 118 kilos.
And he's hangry.
Yeah. 100% he is. So he's been some sort of fine. So for Queensland, I see what you did there.
Sorry, Wendell.
Yeah, that's all right. He's going to be hard. He's going to be hard to stop.
All right. Hey, we're out of time. Just quickly, you guys sharing a room again, are you?
Oh, my God.
What are you doing? Top and tailing? You in the bunk beds? What's happening?
Wouldn't that be nice? No, hey, those days are over.
I'll tell you, you should go on a road trip with Mick Malloy and Glenn Robbins because I think they have a similar setup to you two.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah.
He'll be right.
Love you guys.
A lot of nude work. All right, boys. Good luck tonight to both teams. And look forward to having this conversation after Origin 1 where we'll get a clearer picture of what's going down.
Enjoy the game, guys.
Thanks. We will.
1-0.
Hey, by the way, you can listen to this tonight on Triple M around Australia. Check your local guides. But a big game with Ryan Girdler, Wendell Saylor, Mark Guy and Dan Ganane. Up next, Lee Sales.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
Yeah, baby, it's going to be a cracker. We're going to talk about what's going down in your workplace. There's some new regulations. Women have put the foot down. Some in Russia are being paid extra to wear dresses and skirts.
Short skirts.
A policy I feel should be implemented here at
really?
The progressive Triple M.
If only you were on some advisory board for women in government, Nick.
Put it
that'd
down.
Be great.
We're going to take your calls. We're going to take your tweets. We may get to a story about Xbox. But let's start at the top with this woman.
Last week on 7:30, Lee Sales provided a fascinating insight into how Al Jazeera infiltrated the NRA and exposed One Nation when she interviewed the man who went undercover, Roger Muller.
Do you remember the first occasion where you actually had to go and use this assumed identity for real?
The fear of being caught. Every time we had a meeting, we'd go there the day before, have a look at possible exits and what have you, and the security level and what we thought would happen. But as time went on, I got more and more used to the cameras and that people weren't picking them up.
7:30 is back tonight. I think you know the time slot. Please welcome back Lee Sales.
Hello, Lee. Now,
Lee, this is a mini series in the making for Netflix.
Can I just say this? Have the AFP been in there going through your drawers? What have they found? Is there half an apple and a form guide in your top drawer? What would they learn if they were going through and upending the drawers at the desk of Lee Sales?
Mate, I am sorry to say they've uncovered that stash of emails that you've been sending me. I mean, I have been begging you to stop photocopying your ass and emailing it to me.
I will not do it. I will never do it.
Nick, I'm so disappointed. They might go through your record collection, Lee. That's probably the only thing they might pick you up on.
What's going on? What's the vibe around the Sydney criminal. Offices? What's happening?
Oh, everyone's just all a bit sort of a flutter, really, with it. But look, you know, it's a very serious thing. It was a story that 7:30 ran in 2017. About allegations of unlawful killings and misconduct by Australian Special Forces in Afghanistan. So it's a serious issue.
Yep.
It's the sort of thing that I think at the ABC that we're paid to look into and investigate. We don't put these things on willy-nilly. Mm. When we have these kind of allegations, we do take it seriously and go through it in detail. And, you know, I've got a bit of a quaint idea about the public does have a right to know these
How
things.
How anachronistic.
I know. So anyway, now we're, you
What's
know.
What's the rationale? What are they suggesting? That you've got it illegally or that they don't believe the sources? Or
the Federal Police have put out a statement to say that they're investigating a possible breach of the law that prohibits the publication of classified information. So they're currently going through documents and emails and all of that sort of stuff looking for classified
Was that a surprise, Lee, or is this de rigueur?
I think in journalism, you sort of get used to, you know, over time, particularly on a show like 7:30, that you're often reporting things that people don't want to have out there. So you do, you know, have these sort of things happen from time to time. I don't know that anyone thought it was going to happen today because the story was broadcast 2 years ago. But, I mean, it's like the clip you just played, the Al Jazeera investigation. I mean, you know, the NRA doesn't want people in there knowing how the NRA operates. And that's why it's a good story.
Yes, indeed. Well, the AFP raided our offices here at Triple M because they wanted to know where we were getting all our Foo Fighters records from.
Hey, anyway. I love the Foo Fighters.
Yeah, exactly.
Love Dave Grohl.
Exactly.
We know that. Now, we were just talking before about Logies. Now, one of the biggest scandals, of course, is the Gold Logie nominations. Your name not there, Leach.
Oh.
It's just an outrage.
It is
Costa.
A travesty. Costa. Ridiculous.
Who is he? I've never
he's
heard of this guy.
Mick's not a gardener, down. Lee, so it's fair enough. He doesn't understand. But Costa is quite well known, isn't he?
He's like Mickey's a bloke who looks like Annabelle Crabb. Same haircut.
Now, Annabelle will be very cross with you
okay,
about that.
I have a picture in my mind's eye, and it's not good for anyone right now.
She will not be happy. We're trying to work out. Has the ABC or has the news department been nominated for awards? Are you aware of this?
We have got some nominations in the news department, Four Corners and all the others. But I should say I'm joking about Costa. I absolutely love Costa. He's a champion of a guy. I'd love to see Costa win it. That'd be great. Is Grant Denyer in it again this year?
No, there's no Grant Denyer. Okay. There's a few oddballs in there. Mick hasn't been nominated, of course, but we're all hoping to be up on the Gold Coast together.
Snubbed again.
Now, there's another story that I think I'm not sure if you're working on, but it was to do with the delivery food service and making Australia fat. I can relate to this because it's so easy now to call up Uber Eats and you've got a meal, but they're not the most low-calorie foods, are they?
No, but you're a good cook though, Jane. Like, do you still do that?
Look, I try and cook, but it's a bit of a pain when you come home from work to start cooking, and it's the convenience, which I've always preached against, calling up and getting delivery service, but sometimes life presents itself like that.
Yes, that's true. The stats on it are unbelievable, though. So 68 million meals a year are now being ordered. That's two meals every
second. And that's just
to
Matt Preston's
house.
Oh, dear.
So, and I think partly as well because, look, I would guess it's because of the shape. So say, for example, if I wanted some KFC, I would, and I walked into the store.
That I'd love to see.
Like, well, I feel like, okay, I don't want everyone judging me, so I'm not going to get, you know, the bucket of chicken. I'm getting six nuggets and a small chips. Mm. But if I was getting them coming to my house, I'd probably go, give me the bucket and a large fries.
Correct.
That's
so shame eating is probably prolific at the moment.
Exactly. So people upsize their meals when they order them online.
Wow. You sneaky home eating
Mick does at this stage doesn't own a stove or anything. So.
Hey, Lee, we're going to have to take a quick break. Can you hang about? We have more penetrating questions to ask you, no doubt.
Thanks, Lee.
Okay.
Lee
Sale. I can hear the AFP in the background.
Yeah, that's it.
They're back.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
By the way, ABC 7:30 report, 7:30 with Lee Sales.
7:30 is the name of the show. Get it right. For
it's 7:30, but it still reports, doesn't it, Lee?
Hey,
I'd love it to be still called the 7:30.
I would too. Maybe talk to Ita. Well, she might change it.
Just start calling it that. If you start calling it that, what are they going to do?
I'm just the host. I just call it what I'm told.
What's on tonight? What is on tonight?
We've got a couple of interesting things tonight, just in the softer end away from the sort of harder news. Mm-hmm. One is an interview with David Pocock, the Wallabies player.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
He's a really interesting guy. He's just a very thoughtful sort of... I just found him a very considered sort of guy. We're talking a bit about things like how, you know, so much of a sporting career is out of your control. And it's down to split-second things like you hit someone at the wrong angle at the wrong moment or whatever, and then you're injured because he's got this injury at the moment, which means he might not play in the World Cup. And so he was talking about, you know, you have to sort of let go of an element of control in your sporting career and accept, you know, what comes your way. So we talked a bit about that, which I found sort of really interesting.
Okay.
And also just a bit about he might have to retire after the World Cup because of his calf injury that he's got. So we were talking a little bit about the transition from sport into normal life.
I find that so interesting, especially when you've been at the top of your game.
Well, it'd be like being released back into the community after a prison sentence, I reckon. You know, where they give you your jeans back and your wallet back and everything, and here's $20. Now go out there and good luck.
Such a shock to the system.
Absolutely. And we've got this little segment that we do called The Two of Us where
I love that.
It's Jimmy Barnes and David Campbell tonight.
Oh, good Lord.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So that will make me cry. Every time I see those two boys together, It's so emotional and incredible. They're both great guys.
Then again, you'd cry at the drop of a hat. So
yes,
that's
I do.
Not that remarkable.
No, that might be hormonal.
Now, Lee, we are, let's call it 2 weeks into the new Liberal government, and yep. ScoMo's off to see the Queen, and yes. the offices of the ABC are being raided. So it's business as usual. what about the Labor side of things? Mm. What it's they're obviously in disarray. They're rearranging the furniture. Mm. What do we know about Albo? What should people understand about Albo as the new leader of the Labor Party?
Look, he is a guy who, you know, has spoken a lot about his upbringing, and he had a pretty, you know, tough upbringing, single mum, housing commission in Sydney. And so his Albo's point is that I understand what it's like to do it tough and so forth. Whether people, you know, buy that when that's so far in your past and you've been an MP, you know, for yep. a long time, yeah. you know, sort of comfortable inner city, Sydney seat. The challenge for Albo will be persuading people that he does really get their concerns when he lives in one of the sort of leftist, inner city lovey sort of seats in the country. Yeah. But I mean, the reality is at this point in the electoral cycle, there's only one thing really for an opposition to do, and that's just shut up and go.
Yeah, like, shut up.
Where's he on the spectrum?
Best, seriously, that's the best advice.
Is he centrist? Is he left? What, where would you put him on the Labor?
He's considered to be left. He's considered to be in the left of the Labor mm. Party, but he's made a point of saying that he wants to be, you know, sort of working with business and consultative, and he's certainly not going to be, you know, the pin-up boy for all the sort of left progressive causes.
Sure. Was it a surprise that Bill Shorten accepted a role? Or I honestly thought Bill might retire for good from Parliament.
Yeah, I wasn't sure because he's still a pretty young guy, Bill Shorten. Like, he's early 50s, isn't he?
He's very young. 50. He's my age, so he's like, you know, super young.
He's a baby.
He's a baby.
He is. No, I thought, you know, you look at the history of politics, think, you know, John Howard went to an election, lost it, wasn't even then the leader, was on the back bench and then came back later. So people do sometimes do that. So I didn't have any strong sort of gut feeling one way or the other what Shorten would do.
Yep.
But, I mean, I think the feeling from his colleagues is we got behind you and we were really united and we backed you in the whole way.
That's not going
to
get any
better. It's your turn to be a team player.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah, also shut up.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Hey,
but I don't know, you guys probably have a better sense than me. Like, do you think the public now after the election, they're just like, okay, just go away, run the country, don't annoy us for
absolutely.
A while.
Absolutely. That's my thoughts.
Yeah.
I think people go, look, whatever, yeah, just do it.
I'm done.
Just do it and don't annoy us and, you know, go and see the Queen, ScoMo. That's what he's done. Have you heard that conversation he's had with the Queen? It's actually quite sweet. I played it before, but it's bizarre. Yeah.
All right. Hey, I think we're done here. Will we see you at the Logies?
You will be seeing it.
Oh.
Yes.
Let's get on one in the Goldie. let's go Cocoa Uh-oh. Bananas.
Cavill
let's go on an old school bender.
I'm very worried.
Let's ride to the gates of oblivion.
Let's
I'll do all the talking.
Bring out the West Coast coolers.
Oh, yeah.
yeah.
Meet you at Bad Girls.
okay. All right. Lee Sales from ABC 7:30 tonight. Thanks, Lee.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
This is a workplace.
This kind of behaviour can't be tolerated.
What is driving you to this behaviour?
Kennedy Malloy's Workplace Wrap-Up.
Come on, this is a workplace.
9 to 5, you would never have had a 9 to 5 job.
No, I haven't.
Haven't you?
Well,
no.
Look at you.
What's wrong with that? I've only ever worked in the media.
No,
when you're
part of the
radio.
Chattering class.
No, that's rubbish.
That's what happened.
My first professional job was getting up at 4:30 in the morning working in radio. I've never worked 9 to 5, even though I suggested that song because I love it. I'm
so,
going to talk
so
about
you think
some...
you're above, like,
why
the grind?
Are you even implicating that?
You think you're
so annoying.
Somehow better than
who thinks it's good
folk?
To get up at 4:30 in the morning? Hands up.
Never.
No one. So I'm not putting myself above anyone. That's just, I've only ever worked strange hours, all
right?
All right.
We think
even being a banana. I was a banana.
You were a banana at a racetrack.
I've worked in an interior design shop.
Which was the high point?
Pretty much.
The shop's open 9 to 5. Did you not work 9 to 5 in the interior design?
8 till 6.
Oh, beg your pardon.
I got sacked from working in a pub.
Oh.
Because when I called out the food, when it was ready, like instead of saying number 39, I go, number 39. Yes, that's a lucky number. Your veal parmesan is ready. Oh, it doesn't look delicious. Oh, look at those chips. You better hurry up and get it or I might steal a chip. And they go, excuse me, Jane, you don't add anything more to the microphone when you're on it.
You're like a spruiker.
Yeah, just the facts, ma'am.
Just the facts.
Yeah.
Hence, I end up in radio.
I used to spruik at Myers back in the day. Men's underwear.
That was my
4A. How do you spruik men's underwear?
All right, customers, come over to table four right now. Got Bond's underwear, size medium to extra large on special, $9.99.
With the different flaps they have.
Beg your pardon?
They have different flaps, I've just discovered. I buy a lot of men's underwear.
Okay. Get to the point.
A company has been slammed for paying female staff to wear skirts. Here's the point.
No, what's wrong with that?
I agree with you.
All right. So
now, here's a place I'd like to work. A Russian aluminium manufacturer. Tatprof. Okay. You know what? I actually wouldn't like to work there because I wouldn't like to work in Russia. But they've come under fire because the boss says, basically, I like good-looking women. I like how they appear. Why can't they make we've got 70% male staff. Why can't they make everyone happy and wear a skirt?
Right.
Hmm.
So,
and the issue
The issue is it's 2019 and women don't want to appear salacious. They don't want to have people, you know, drooling over them when they're at work. Mm. They want to be happy in the workplace. However, he's given incentive for $2.50. If you choose to wear extra makeup and a dress or a skirt, $2.50.
So it's like penalty rates.
Yeah.
It is.
You know, penalty rates for popping on a skirt.
A little bonus.
Hello.
In order to claim the bonus, ladies must send a photograph of themselves to the company if you want to work there. So also, in a great way, they're choosing women to work at an aluminium manufacturer by their appearance.
Yeah, great.
So it's great.
Well,
that's
I think that's the...
Look, that's the
hashtag
way...
Hashtag me too.
That is the way of the future.
All right, I like it.
Another one. Mm-hmm. Now, I understand this because I live in a household where there's a lot of spray underarm deodorant that is male scent. Fragrances in the workplace may cause adverse health effects. A national workplace expert says offices are going to become fragrance-free. And I understand that because if you walk in a room... Some people walk in here. You know, I sometimes say to guys that walk in, I go, oh, you smell nice. Mm. No, I say, you smell nice. Others, not so much. Well, I don't even say anything. But some of those underarm aluminium sprays, which are very bad for you, by the way.
Are they?
Woof.
Right.
Oh. They give you a headache.
Here
seriously.
Here at Triple M, you just open the lift doors
and
I just throw in some urinal cakes.
There is a smell sometimes,
just
isn't
go,
there?
But I don't know why people can't invent
open
a nice
window.
Man smell.
You
why,
hobos.
Yeah.
Why can't men smell like bread or coffee?
I have a natural male musky odor, which I would like to point out seems to be quite attractive to the ladies. Often I'm like the Pied Piper. I walk through the office. Everyone just falls in line.
I don't want you to say.
To get a whiff.
I don't want you to say the word musky ever again.
Well, I will.
Well, I like to wear nice perfume.
You do. You always smell great.
Thank you.
You do.
It's a bit heavy-handed, though.
Not really.
It's like a stripper, you know. When you go,
well, that's a compliment.
Of course it is.
My age.
All right.
So that's another workplace story. You're being very demanding. A Japanese woman has launched a campaign urging the government to prevent companies from forcing women to wear high heels at work.
Okay.
Another sentiment I oppose. Listen, what's wrong with you? You're a woman. Put a heel on. You look kilos less. It gives you a bit of stature. Who wants to walk around like a frump?
Or pop on some Crocs. Hey, I tell you what, we're out to length. 133353. Is there something in your workplace that's bothering
you?
Something
you off
in your
about
workplace
something?
That you would like to change?
Yeah.
Give us a call. 133353. Let's get onto it.
Might put you in the draw too to win that trip to North Queensland at Townsville. Who are listening to us right now? Hello, Townsville.
Cool.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
What's going on in the workplace?
Yeah, we've been talking about olfactory issues.
All right, well, we're talking about, what's acceptable, what's not, what people want, what you don't like, what's annoying in the office place.
Yeah.
That's what we're on to. Steve, what's happening in your office place? What gets you going, mate?
The heating up of food in the microwave. Seriously, we've got some people there that heat up God knows what it is.
Yeah.
And these are the same people that have bad breath and VO.
Wow.
It's sort of like a supercharged version of bad breath being blown throughout the whole.
Oh, my
house.
God.
Okay. Can I just ask, are you calling from inside this building?
It seems to be a major issue.
I get this. The microwave, especially if you're still working at the office around dinner time, can get like woofy real quick.
A lot of
And there's a great concern, too, of the way that people keep food, food that goes off. So you double that when you put it in a microwave.
Not great.
Vile.
Not a huge fan. Well done, Steve. Thanks for the call. Simon, what's your suggestion?
Look, I don't think that we should be banning deodorant at the gym.
Okay, at the office, but not at the gym.
Yeah, not at the gym, mate. I've got a particular gym I go to, and there's a guy there who's a bit nosy, so let's not fan it at the gym.
Look, I think there's people who have issues with body odour. Surely there's something they've invented now to prevent that. Mm. I'm saying a roll-on you can use. You don't need to use a can, but use something. Or they've got to invent a tablet, something. Come on, someone, be a genius and invent it.
For what?
For body odour. You know, someone who has severe body odour, they're very self-conscious of it, and it's terrible. Talcum powder.
Talcum powder on the bot.
No. But that means you walk around like a white freak, like a white walker.
Fine by me.
Okay.
Hey, Troy's that's got very something. Interesting. You know what I don't like? You know what annoys me is when you go to the toilets at a lot of office places now, they've got those...
The freshener that comes on inadmittedly.
It just comes on, and it's like if you go in the toilet, do your business, and then it just goes, it's like a review.
Is it two spurts
or
one?
Going, poor, geez.
It's like the voice.
This,
how many chairs turn around?
Yeah. Cut it out, you lot.
Hey, Troy, what happens with you?
Well, we've got a list of food, similar to your first caller. We are banned from being able to have in our kitchen.
So, fair enough. So is this for the microwave or for the fridge? Or
Both microwave and the fridge. The fridge looks like there's been food in there since the First World War.
Yes, same here.
And the kitchen, we've had people out the fire brigade out. We thought there was a gas leak, and it turned out the ice team were heating up their rice and fish.
They've all come in the radiation suits.
Yes, they did.
Good on you, Troy. I'll give Troy a prize, Dave.
All our callers going into the draw for the Townsville trip. All of them. So every single one, I reckon.
All right. Janet, what's going on, Janet?
Yeah, automotive company I used to work for, the boss made us call him by Mr. Collins, his full name, and the man in the company could call him by his Christian name.
Oh, come off it, Janet.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Oh, that's not...
That's so funny.
You know me, I'm a bit old school, but that's terrible.
What do you think of that, Mr. Malloy?
That is terrible.
Oh, my God.
And so
God.
How did that go down? Was that,
did it last, Janet?
Did the girls cop that?
Well, we had to. We didn't have a choice.
That's hilarious.
And was this in 1966 or was this how recently was this?
Oh, 1990s.
Jesus.
That's brilliant, Janet. Hello. I love it. Let's put Janet on the list too.
Yes, she is. All right, Kevin.
Kevin, you appear to have a solution to stopping BO, and it's quite extraordinary.
Yes, Botox. You can get Botox. Stops the pores from opening up, stops you from sweating.
Under the arm?
Under your armpits, yep.
Okay, everyone, with BO, and if you don't know you've got BO, you should, because no one sits next to you in the office. But that is extraordinary to have.
Wow.
Thank you for the tip, Kevin. I love it.
Yeah. I'd like that fact-checked, please.
All right.
Actually, I've heard that before. Fact-checked by me.
Well, you would know.
Yeah, well.
That's why you're so smelling fresh as a daisy.
I always smell fresh, and I haven't had Botox, but I'm planning to.
When are you going to do it? Are you going to make an announcement?
Might do it in July.
That's what I get you for your birthday.
Oh, yeah.
I need to get you something for your birthday. Can I get
that's
you
a nice
some
present.
Botox?
It's not actually a nice present
it's
when
you want.
Think about it.
I'm going to shout you some Botox.
Where would you get it done, though, Ren?
No, I've got a contact. Okay. I've already investigated.
Whereabouts on the hole?
Your face?
No, I've got a doctor. Oh, where am I going to have it done?
Yes.
I've got you.
That's what we're having for your birthday.
My birthday?
I'm going to get you some Botox.
I'm going to have it in my forehead.
Don't say I've never done anything.
All right. You do
Isn't
so much
beautiful?
For me.
The gift voucher for some
It'll be
Botox.
The most beautiful present I've ever
That's
got.
That's nice.
Hey, I'll tell you what we'll do. Hold those calls. We might come back and do a couple more of these.
Great. I love
it. We're talking office shenanigans.
What you've been told not to do in the office.
Yeah. 133353.
A drive home with a show motto is what could possibly go wrong. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Well, thanks to Bosch and the heavy-duty ProCore 18-volt two-piece brushless kit. You get it in-store or selected Bosch retailers. Good, better Bosch.
We're talking about what you can and cannot wear in the workplace. A Japanese woman has launched a campaign because she's worried that in workplaces they're being forced to wear high-heeled shoes and it's very uncomfortable to walk around in them.
Oh, well.
she
should be lucky stars.
What?
Because in the old days in Japan, she would have been forced to bind her feet.
Yeah, that's true.
Which I thought was...
Or be what? A geisha.
Well, it's all part of finishing school. If you want to...
geisha is a real aspirational role.
If you want to present yourself Japanese woman, you should be prepared to bind your feet.
That's just
and
terrific.
Having a whinge about...
Terrible thing.
I don't know what's wrong with women in Japan. Yeah. Hey, let's go to Anthony because...
Getting around in Crocs.
And boots.
We're talking about stuff in the office place that drives you mad or rules that exist, and Anthony's going to kick us off.
G'day, guys. I love your show.
Yep.
Thank you.
I work for a company, and they went through the rules, and the boss told me that we weren't allowed to flush the urinal, that he would flush it at the end of the day. His idea is saving water. And I'm telling you, it smelled terrible.
That is
water. There's nothing worse in the world.
That is insane.
That's rank.
That is ridiculous, Anthony.
It is. Yeah, we used to go to the petrol station at lunchtime to the toilet.
Did it? How long did that stay enforced for?
Well, it's still enforced now.
Oh my God! To save water, that's nothing.
That's incredible.
Thank you, Anthony. That's very interesting. Anthony. Hello, Robert.
I'd like to know what their business is.
Mm. Robert, talk to me about workplace and women.
Well, I firmly believe that flat shoes should be banned for all women unless you're a professional tennis player or a beach inspector.
Well said, Robert.
Now, go on, because I'm so interested in what you have to say, Robert.
You don't have a prize for Robert.
I don't think anyone would argue that it just enhances the whole look of the physique. And let's face it.
No, you're right.
You know, if you have someone who's a bit on the short side and the legs are a bit sort of short.
Dumpy's the word.
Ankles.
What's wrong with you all?
Suddenly they're strutting it with Elle Macpherson. You know, you put the heels on and boom.
You know.
Robert, you've got a point. You've got a real point.
I like springing into work. Morning, girls. Like seeing them
present nicely. And you know what? I can't tell you how much I love the term women presenting nicely.
I think it's incumbent on you to turn yourself out beautifully.
I think that's what our role in life is. And Robert's got it on the money.
Yeah. Well said, Robert.
Thank you, Robert. Here, here.
You speak for all of us.
Here, here.
He does make a good point. Sally's on the line. Sally.
Hi, how are you going?
Hello, Sally.
Good. What's your beef?
My beef is that we have a set uniform which the manager doesn't wear. The manager signs off the uniform orders but will refuse to sign off polo shirts because she personally doesn't like them.
No, okay.
Does she feel they're a bit casual?
She does, but I mean, the work that we do is a bit physical at times and a button-down blouse is quite uncomfortable to wear.
Oh, Sally, that sounds so awful.
A button-down blouse with a frill neck? With like a
is it frilly? Is it at least a nice colour?
Nice mauve.
Do you know what, Sally? I think everyone at your workplace should go to work looking like Mary Poppins. I think that's a slightly Victorian
that
feel.
Seems to be the outcome from this conversation today.
All right, we've learned a lot. Yeah. The focus has largely been on what women should wear to and from work.
Short skirts, high heels, and a lot of makeup.
Yeah.
Good for everyone.
A stocking with a seam down the back? Is that too much?
That's not too racy.
All right.
I'll bring some tomorrow.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Congratulations to Trevor from the Central Coast of New South Wales. You've just won yourself a trip to Townsville, my friend.
Well done, Trevor.
By the way, you can grab a holiday package from just $299 at Townsville, North Queensland.
I'm quite appalled. Appalled. Why?
I love Townsville.
Trevor won because he said you're a national hero for getting the flu shot.
That's right. Thank you. And there has been a groundswell of support, I have to say, for me and my condition. Reuben A. Dobson, have a rum, Mick, or a scotch. Or a six-pack, who cares, drink whatever.
Yeah, and what about Harden Up Princess?
Bazza says...
sorry,
Who says that?
Harden Up Princess is Dean McLennan.
Oh. You get stuffed, Dean.
Richard Johnson says, you have to be kidding, Mick Malloy. Toughen up and stop whinging.
Toughen up,
your
princess.
Behaviour Melissa just Ford. Adds fuel to the man flu crap women go on about. Mm. Yeah, sure. Exactly, my point.
I've turned up, haven't I?
You
I've
have?
Done my gig.
You've done pretty well. Well,
I'm really proud of you.
Yeah,
I am... A giant among men.
Yeah.
I'm a leader.
So what do you do now, though? Because now
what happens
sort of,
now?
Yeah, what do you do?
Well, you go home and watch Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Episode 2, Series 2.
Spoiler alert.
No, you don't know what's going to happen. You're so into it, aren't you?
I'll watch some Origin.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I'll maybe get Mum to bring me around.
No, don't do that.
Soup or something.
Just order Uber Eats soup. Just get your Mum to do it.
A little bell. Ding-a-ling-a-ling.
Like a
do you want me to
soup.
Bring you something? Do you want me to cook you something? What would you
yes,
like?
Yes, I do.
All right, an omelette.
No, something more
substantial.
Classical. Something to take a while.
Something more French.
Yeah,
roast lamb or something.
No, that's too heavy for him at this stage. Mick, I'm proud of you. Thank you for coming in. You're a trooper, we appreciate.
And you've done
you
well too, because I know you were out at a birthday luncheon today.
I was
for your 60th, and
I take it all back. I hate you. Everyone, Google me. I'm not 60. I'm not 60. I repeat.
Not according to Wikipedia right
Wikipedia's
now.
Bullshit.
We'll see you tomorrow for Kennedy Malloy.
Another unbelievable Kennedy Malloy podcast done and dusted. For the unbelievable deal of the year, grab a Bosch Heavy Duty Pro Core 18-volt two-piece brushless kit for $299 at selected retailers now.